donate, and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we're back. And we had a lady call in who's very concerned about cremation. And I just want to, she wanted to know how I felt about cremation. Well, I'm not in favor of cremation. It was always in the Bible a sign of desecration. People did that to desecrate their enemies. Now, at the same time, I know there are people that say if you're cremated, you can't get to heaven. That's not true, folks. God, you know, people, whether they were cremated or not, if they were saved when they died, they're going to get to heaven. God has no power, no problem, rather. He has all the power to reassemble their atoms. He can do it. We've got his word on that. So
if he can do it with dry bones, he can do it with a pile of dried burn bones.
Yeah, so anyhow, I know there are a lot of people that are forced into cremation because they can't afford a burial. So what, $4,000 or $5,000 nowadays?
Oh, now it's up. The average funeral, I think, is running about $8,500, $9,000 for an average funeral.
Yeah, so I mean, everything is, you know, they have some of the grocery stores out here. I can't believe a dozen of eggs are now $12 or $10. A dozen of eggs at $10 and, pardon? Okay. No. In some stores, yeah. And so and it's going to get higher because I have an article here. Demolition protein supply in full effect. Vaccination of chickens. They're killing off. More and more and more chickens are being killed off because of lab-created bird flu. And so that's going to beat the price up. The other side of that, you have a lot of people are raising chickens now. I know out there where we live in the area, you're seeing chickens in everybody's yards. So they're getting chickens, yeah. Getting their own eggs.
Well, the next pandemic will be avian bird flu, though.
Yeah, well.
But notice the word lab-created keeps popping up.
Yeah. Yeah, this is being done, and the so-called Department of Defense, the DOD, are the ones that's behind all of this. They're the ones that's running all of these labs, these biohazard labs.
They were especially the ones in Ukraine. Now,
yeah.
They weren't doing China, but they were doing the labs in Ukraine.
28 labs at the last count they had in Ukraine.
Good grief.
Okay.
Before we get too far, I want to bring up a story that ties in what we were talking about earlier while the listeners are still thinking about it. We know Jonathan Turley, the George Washington University law professor. Now, you realize this gentleman has been a liberal. He's more of a classic liberal, but he's been a Democrat and a liberal most of his life. And he has put out a story how the new ChatGPT, the new chatbot, actually accused him and other professors of sexual harassment, made up a fake WOMPO, Washington Post story, concocted fake quotes, and some news sites were invested into writing up these AI-written news stories. So here it is. Here's this Fox News contributor, college professor, and a friend of his called him and said, oops, you know, I was looking at something and here's this story about you. And the story was made up that this sexual harassment happened on a trip with students to Alaska. Well, he never has been in Alaska, didn't take a trip there. He's never gone on any trip with any law students of any kind. And the story had him teaching at the wrong school, and he's also never been accused of any kind of harassment, sexual or otherwise. But this robot went so far as to quote a phony WOMPO article claiming how he'd made these suggestive comments and tried to touch the young girls. And so here you have, this is the new thing that everybody's just gaga over, going to get their information from this new ChatGPT, and here the artificial intelligence is now making up fake stories, quoting fake newspaper stories. WOMPO said, we didn't even have a story that comes close. We can't even see where they might have gotten even an idea, because there's nothing in any of the things we've written would even give somebody a figment of an imagination to do this. So here we have, you got to remember that anything that created by artificial intelligence, these algorithms are only as good as the programmers. And so, and you know, if the programmer puts in garbage, garbage in, garbage out.
Well, Joe, you know, I believe me, I know all about that, being on the radio 50 years. Now, I wasn't attacked by artificial intelligence. I was attacked by low intelligence. And what you had, remember they had that big story out there that I was a former Roman Catholic priest and that I was going to return to the priesthood. I was never a Roman Catholic priest, okay? Then they had the story out
there
that...
You weren't even a Roman Catholic.
Well, they had the story that I should not have been a Baptist minister because I divorced my first wife, you know, without proper basis. Now, I wonder, now the one I've been married to, is I've been married to 55 years. I'm hoping that other one was a pretty one because I don't remember any other first wife.
You don't remember anything about it, huh?
Yeah, then remember, but the best one, Joe. Well, first of all, well, they had, when I spoke at a chaplain who was murdered, a patriot chaplain who was murdered, I spoke at his memorial service, and there were a lot of militiamen there, and they said that I had urged the militia to take up arms and go and shoot sodomites. I never even mentioned sodomites. In fact, I told the militia, instead of crawling around through the bushes in their fatigues, they need to come out to the abortion mills and help us save babies, okay? And I said, you guys really want to do something? Come out there in uniform, stand out there and help us save babies. So I never even mentioned at that time the sodomites. But the best one I had is they actually said that while I was speaking, remember that was the time when people were telling you that they had seen Daddy Bush, that Daddy Bush was one of those that turned himself, one of the lizard people, and that he had turned himself into a lizard. They said the same thing.
I remember that now, yeah.
Yeah, they said there was a series on TV, and I'm trying to think of what they were called, but it was that these people looked like humans, but they were cold-blooded lizards. And so they actually said that I had turned myself into a lizard right in front of hundreds of people. Yeah, okay. And
well, they're turning AI into Democrats.
Yeah, yeah. It's unbelievable. And just so, and that was under not artificial but low intelligence, all of those accusations made against me. Do you have an article there, Ted?
I do. I'm reading here about Toronto. I mean, you know, they made marijuana legal completely across the whole country of Canada several years ago. And in British Columbia, they made it where really everything is legal. Everything is legal. But Toronto is pushing it farther. They're going to decriminalize all drugs for any age, including children. And that includes fentanyl and crack.
Yeah.
That you will never be arrested for, or you know, basically they're decriminalizing unregulated drugs in Toronto.
Wow.
That they have gone completely, this is satanic. It is completely satanic. You have Baby Castro there, that is satanic from top to bottom, from his head to his toes. And you know, again, you're going to we're watching Canada implode, and they want to do that here. Joe Biden is a Satanist. Joe Biden is a Satanist. Joe Biden, according to his own daughter, is a pedophile. Joe Biden, according to Tara Reid, is a molester, that he molested her. And we know that this man is Antichrist as Antichrist can get. He is wicked. Now, that's the actual truth about Joe Biden. And here's another one. This guy here, Jerry Nadler. Jerry Nadler said that God does not have a voice in Congress, and so God cannot have the floor. God cannot; his voice will not be heard in Congress.
He wasn't elected, huh?
Yeah.
And oh,
so,
boy.
So that's where we're at. But there's some good news out there. One of the things is, in Idaho, the law criminalizing, Idaho passed a law criminalizing transgender mutilation of children. That's good news. We need to get, I think 20 states now have passed something similar to that. It is now a crime for doctors in the state of Idaho to perform any gender-affirming procedures on underage children. This is why you're having those trans things or doing what they're doing. And I think they're...
Satan-affirming.
Pardon?
It's Satan-affirming.
Yeah, that's exactly what
Satan
it is.
Satan-affirming mutilation.
Yep. And this is why the last, I think, six school shootings and that have been done by these trans things. And so Governor Brad Little signed a bill into law this week that criminalizes the regime's or the administration of surgical procedures and pharmaceutical drugs on children. That includes puberty blockers, dubbed the Vulnerable Child Protection Act. The legislation provision that any doctor or health professional caught engaging in the transgender mutilation of children can be charged with a felony punishable up to 10 years in prison. And that's some good news. And so,
you know, where you mentioned the transgenders, there's a couple of big headlines. Remember the shooting there in Colorado? It was a transgender, had the Communist Manifesto, and was found in his residence, his, hers, whatever. And now there's a big study out. Remember Peter LaBarbera? We know him personally. He's got an article out. Study reveals who's most prone to violent radicalization. A study in Canada of several thousand college youth found that transgender and gender variant youth are the highest risk group in the world for supporting violent radicalization. And the study was called Meaning in Life, Future Orientation and Support for Violent Radicalization Among Canadian College Students. And it's been getting a lot of attention. And the journal, the study came in the journal Frontiers of Psychiatry, and by five different Canadian academic states all coordinated this study. And it's really scary because of the nature, these people, you know, claiming they can change a sex, they can be something they're not. Tucker Carlson said, well, they have this God complex. They think they are powerful as God or more than God if they can change what they are from one sex to another. But there's a lot of deep stuff in this article that basically comes out these people are so crazed over this emotional transformation, they're actually, it's a severe mental illness.
Well, John McTurnan did a study, and he was talking about that Friday night, how then these young women are getting testosterone, injections of testosterone. It makes them crazy. It literally makes them crazy. And
crazy, yeah.
And what happens is when these young boys are getting estrogen, it really messes them up. It puts them into deep, deep depression.
Imagine, well, all these were psychologists and psychiatrists, and they were claiming it was a form of mental illness. But if you're taking, like you said, if you're changing in structure, you're taking a substance that's foreign to your body, you know, what males are taking, what females are taking, crossing it, that would just intend to just throw the body into a total chaos chemically, which the brain runs on chemicals, right?
Absolutely. And so,
yeah, I mean, you know, my wife would be just totally thrown off by it, taking an Ambien. You know what I mean? That would drive her. It would really mess with her hormones. I can't imagine taking a dose of testosterone. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you've seen what's happened to these young girls that have done that, okay?
Yeah.
They lose it, okay? And so...
And they're, I mean, really some, I mean, it's, they're kind of victims of an ideology that took over the schools, you know? And they just, so many of them really believe what they've been told their whole life by people who were manipulating them for their own reasons, you know? It's just, it's
like there's a form of criminal insanity running the public school system.
Yeah, it's been that way a long time.
It is. It's a form of criminal insanity. Why don't we open up the phone lines, take some calls? You want to take some calls? And
I got one happy thing I'd like to throw
up. Go ahead first, and then we'll open the phone lines.
Yeah. Bud Light sales are plunging as distributors in the Heartland and South are spooked by the Dylan McVaney backlash.
Well, Joe, Anheuser, haven't you heard they're going to change that because they're going to change the name to Queer Beer.
Queer Beer, right. Well, the different things that have come out on that, they have, for once, Joe Sixpack is getting mad. They hit him where it hurt. They offended their base. Their base, and I shouldn't say Joe Sixpack in this, their base is the American working man, the farmers, ranchers, cowboys, welders, mechanics, you know, guys that'll have a cold beer after a hard day's work.
No, Joe, don't you understand now? Don't you know? It's come out. Everybody knows that those people that drink Bud Light are trannies.
That's what's happened. The idea, and all of those guys aren't going to touch. And they're mad enough. They're not ordering Budweiser either. And they were showing pictures in this article that six-pack big cases of Budweiser beer are sitting on the shelves. Everything else is empty. Bars are saying they're not ordering. Nobody's buying them in different bars in the South and the Midwest. And
well, Budweiser says they don't care. They don't need your money. You hear that, Joe Sixpack?
I think
Budweiser. Budweiser said they don't need your money. They just they can be supported by the trannies.
And okay. Well, let's just request everybody out there that's been drinking, had any beer lately, do not buy or have a Budweiser for the next 6 months. So let's see what happens.
Well, Joe, we know what happened. When remember Coca-Cola said that we should all try to be less white. Well, you know what? I quit drinking Coke from that very day.
I haven't had a Coke since then either.
And since then, I've become whiter than ever, right? I mean, I'm more white than ever. So there you go. So, and Coke said they didn't need our business, but they took a shot too. Same thing. I've heard a lot of people say, yeah, they quit drinking from and that's
first of all, Budweiser isn't really beer. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But, alrighty. Yeah, I got a bunch of redneck friends in Texas that all quit drinking it.
Oh, yeah. There you go, folks. All right, let's take some calls. We haven't had C.S. Thunder on a long time.
No, we haven't.
We've had him embedded inside the Communist Party. And so, C.S., what's up in your world?
Well, Pastor, I heard a comment tonight that had me a little bit wondering. You guys are saying that you would vote for Robert Kennedy Jr. We are at war. We don't want to put anybody in there that's in training right now. We need to have somebody in there. And I'm not an ultimate Trump supporter, although, Pastor, you know, I was the first one at church to support Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
But anyway, I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. If you're a Democrat, you're a pedophile. Period.
Well, here, let me just tell you this. We weren't saying that we would vote for Robert Kennedy over President Bush, but after President, Trump.
No, I heard the comment that it would be Robert F. Kennedy as president, and...
Comment was, I asked him, he said his vice president.
My comment was, he's the only Democrat that I would ever think about voting for, and I'd like to see him as vice president. I'd like to see him as vice president.
He's been on a lot of the good side of a lot of issues, but you're right. The Bible says, "Come out from amongst them, be you separate from them." The Democratic Party has gone totally corrupt, totally, completely corrupt.
Absolutely.
I'm voting for you, CS.
Now we have a situation here with all of the drugs. There's Adderall now that is now in short supply. These people are that are addicted to these pharmakia, they're going to go nuts. And I believe that's what's happening with some of these shootings. And not only that, but some of these people, for example, maybe this guy that was at that bank, maybe he was on some type of psychotropic drug in high school and continued on until they took him off. And then I understand that when they take these people off of these drugs, they go crazy. So my guess is this is some kind of MK Ultra, get the guns type situation.
Well, you know,
well, you're right about one thing. Those a lot of the school shooters had been on the drugs, didn't like the drugs. It was what Dylan and what's the other guy's name? Those two, they had both been on heavy medication and decided to quit their drugs. And it was just a few days after that that Columbine happened.
Well, you know, you can kind of see that we have Manchurian candidates out there. It's like they're looking for this. The police were told 2 hours before this Dylan went to the school and started shooting, they were told that he was going to do that. They were told he was going to do that. But I think what they're doing is they're fighting because these young people that are on drugs that have these mental issues, I don't doubt a bit because our FBI has become so corrupted that we have Manchurian candidates. What do you think?
Well, the FBI is going after people at churches for speaking out against abortion.
Yeah, I know.
They're criminals and all of this. I mean, they're terrorists. We can't have an FBI that does that.
Trump wants to defund the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ. He wants to defund them.
President Truman said the biggest mistake of his presidency was starting the CIA. The CIA is a rogue organization, and it is infiltrated even into our media. It's infiltrated into the FBI. It's infiltrated into the Department of Justice. Infiltrated into many foreign governments.
Well, Eisenhower warned us against it. Kennedy wanted to defund them. He wanted to shut the CIA down.
Well,
so did Reagan.
Though, when he made the statement in his farewell address to beware of the military
industrial complex.
People misunderstood what he said, because if you look back at what Eisenhower did throughout his whole life, he murdered over 1 million Germans at concentration camps after the war. He starved them to death. He also came out and supported, and I've seen speeches of him, I've seen the writings of his, and he's all said, I am pro-UN and always will be. So he didn't care about the military-industrial complex. He was warning the heads of the New World Order. He was telling them, beware of the military. And then the industrial complex came after that. And the industrial complex was people that owned some of these corporations started seeing
like
what was going on and would revolt against what the plan was to basically make the United States into a nation that is controlled by corporations. So these guys, people misunderstood what he said. And I've seen a lot of talk about that. Eisenhower's main speechwriter was his brother. And his brother was a communist.
So don't you like anybody?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, well, Eisenhower.
Down to it.
Don't you think he might have been a great general?
What would you want to see if you had a chance to go back in time? And it would have been Jesus Christ all the time. Never a flinch in that answer.
Alrighty. All right. Boy,
anyway,
did you.
Pastors, I've been listening. I haven't been ignoring you or anything. It's just things have been happening here, and I've been involved in other radio programs, ham radio, by the way. So I'm usually on the air during the program, but I listen in. I do have another speaker that I listen to, and it's always a good program. You guys are doing a great job.
Already, we just wondered where you were. There's all kinds of rumors out there about CS Thunder. Some said he.
Well, there always was rumors about me, but none of them are true except for the ones that are true.
Yeah, and you're out there hamming it up just like we thought.
All right, yeah. There you go.
All right, God bless you guys. Keep fighting the fight.
All right, thanks for calling. Let's go out to Byron in Texas. Byron, you're in the air. Brian in Texas.
Yes, Johnny, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I want to tell you and Joe, happy day. I hope you guys had a really nice Easter, and thank you for letting me come on, sir. I really love your show. I don't know of any shows out here in Texas over the years that's really so informative as you and Joe. You guys are just really top of the line. Joe's always so 10 steps ahead, like the train ahead, and that's Joe. I want to say what Joe said about the control with the internet and all that. That's awesome. That's very true. I'm going to let all my friends and everybody know. The reason I called is I couldn't wait to get a hold of you over the weekend. I said, well, Monday morning, you know, Monday afternoon, I'll try to get a hold of you. I heard that they had an airplane full of Chinese coming into DFW International Airport Saturday morning, and they were supposed to all be bused to Tyler, Texas, and maybe Joe might be able to help me out on this too. And I thought, what is going on here? Kevin McCartney met in San Francisco a couple of days ago with the Taiwanese president, and all the Chinese residents of California were throwing firebombs and everything at Kevin McCarthy, telling him to get, you know, the heck out of here, you know, and you don't belong here. And this is Chinese citizens or Chinese people that are in our country telling our Speaker of the House to get out of here. And then they allow this several hundreds of Chinese immigrants come into DFW International Airport. And I looked at that and I said, you know, I'm going to have to talk to Pastor Ernie about this and Joe Monday evening, because I don't understand this. And I do, because your program is so informative, but you have a lot of callers calling in, Pastor. But I just want to, you know, say thank you. And I hope, once again, you had a nice Easter, and you're so powerful. And thank you for getting up every day and putting on this program, because you're top of the line, Pastor. And I'm going to hang up because I want to hear what you have to say, okay? Thank you, and God bless you, sir, and keep up the good fight.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian, for all those nice words, kind words. It's good to hear that we are. Yeah, all right, very good. All righty. Joe, we've talked about this again, time and time again, all of the theatrics we see out there. Biden is owned stock, lock, and barrel by the Red Chinese. All the theatrics we're seeing, all of this stuff about war, he will do what he's selling us out. They're conquering America. And it started with Obama. For 8 years, Joe, what did we do every single night for 8 years? We
see
told
what
people.
He's doing now.
You see what he's doing now?
He's doing now. It was just almost a daily thing. He would come up with, he would put a political hack into a position that took somebody with knowledge in that field. And he was just rearranging everything, the deck chairs, right?
He weaponized 18 federal agencies.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
He was giving weapons and permits to people in the Department of Education, Transportation. He was creating his own little army.
Right. He turned the IRS military against the Tea Parties.
Yep.
And, he told us at his inauguration he was going to create civilian security forces, as he called them. We had Occupy, we had Antifa, BLM, the SEIU, ACORN stuff. So he put together quite a few little civilian security forces during his time, didn't he?
You hit the nail. You know, I mentioned earlier, the enemy most of the time tells us what they're going to do. Obama told us what he was going to do.
Yeah.
He wanted to bring about the total transformation of America. We were screaming about it. And I think people, it's just words. No, he meant it. And then he said he was going to create this private army to equal the military, and he was working on it. So you nailed it. I mean, the things they said were exactly what they were trying to do, right?
You know, one of the things that they do, how they have the mainstream, what they call mainstream or fake media, in lockstep. They are so in lockstep. It's like they're willing to betray. I mean, I really believe that, you know, if the Biden, the Soros people were to say right there in San Diego to put the word out to the mainstream media, we're going to nuke San Diego tomorrow. Don't tell any of your friends or relatives. Just leave there tonight. And those people in the mainstream media are so used to doing exactly what they ordered, you know, they would do it. I think they would. The you see the echo chamber go into effect, and they parrot, and they even say it with the same cadence. We've talked about that time and time again when, you know what? Hang time. We're up against a quick break, and we got to get a song. We're going to have a song.
Okay.
Oh, he's going. He's running for his guitar.
All right.
Get ready. Here you go.
Go ahead and start it now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Psalm 117.
Psalm
117. Keep singing until I get back. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye peoples. For his mercy and kindness are great toward us, and the truth of the Lord is forever. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye peoples. For his mercy and kindness are great toward us, and the truth of the Lord is forever. Those who fear the Lord now say, his loving kindness is everlasting. I will call upon his name and lift the cup of Yeshua. Loving kindness is everlasting. I will offer to you a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye peoples. For his mercy and kindness are great toward us, and the truth of the Lord is forever. His mercy and kindness are great toward us, and the truth of the Lord is forever.
Right, there you go, Ted Pierce, singer-songwriter, and if you'd like to have him come and sing in your church, you can call him at 214-693-6464. Again, that is 214-693-6464. All right, we have Clifford. Clifford's here.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
All right. Happy Easter belated. Two quick things. One was, it's interesting that 2000, the year 2000, 110 million million people voted in the presidential election. This past year was 154 million. Now, the population did increase, but that represents a 40% increase in the voters. Now, that's just not possible. And I just happened to be talking with someone. They said their grandmother in Michigan, who lives, was living by herself in a house, got three ballots in the mail. She could have filled out of all three. So that's probably one of the explanations for that. But also, there was an article on LifeSite News last Thursday, I believe, that, again, traces all this to the DOD as behind these shots. But it was saying that the manufacturing process is really not being looked at all. And the DNA that's supposed to convert into messenger RNA is also contaminated and getting through and not converting, but it's also contaminated and part of the contamination. So it's not only the messenger RNA, but a DNA that's not transcripting that is causing serious damage to people. So that's pretty alarming. And then last thing I want to bring up was Psalm 3. Now, I was looking at another version of that. It says knock out the cheekbone, and it says break the teeth. Now, the other version of Psalm 3 I looked at, it said break the strength of the wicked. Now, that seems to be saying that the teeth is like a representation of the strength of the wicked. What do you think of that in Psalm 3?
Well, you probably read the Psalm 3, the teeth in the King James. Yeah, Lord, how are they increased and troubleth me? Many are they that rise up against me. I'm familiar with Psalm 3. And
well,
if I could turn the page, go ahead.
In the original language,
it says, arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly.
Now wait a minute. Did you say verse 11?
Verse 7.
Okay, yeah. Okay, because I was going to say there's no 11 verse in there. All right.
No, verse
arise, 7. O Lord, save me, O God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone, and thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. And of course, the word smitten means struck. And that's exactly what he's referring to.
You made them harmless. You knock out somebody's teeth. They don't function well. They can't eat. They're in severe pain. They're basically not going to be much of an enemy.
Right.
So he didn't totally eliminate, but kind of took away. But the translation I looked at that was kind of interesting was teeth being strength. And in other Psalms, David uses the teeth of the lion. So maybe that is a representation of, you know, the power to tear you to pieces with the teeth. And the Lord's just disbanding that.
Yeah, defanged.
Defanged, yeah.
Taking the power away from them to do harm.
Absolutely. When I was a kid growing up and you had an enemy that you really didn't like, we would knock his teeth out. That's what we would do. And so, I'm not a kid anymore, but, and I still have most of my teeth. What about you guys?
Yep.
Again? All righty, there you go. Yeah, well, that's what it's referring to. Taking away disarming the enemy. You go ahead.
Right.
You want to say something about
that?
I was
just going to say it was just a Hebrew idiom, yeah. About that, and the translation is probably where they just changed it to strength because they figured that's what he's trying to say here. But
well, they had the translations they had to change because money wise, so they could charge money, and they couldn't do it, if they didn't. That's what bottom line down. I don't go with any of those translations at all. None of them, but. Anyhow,
it might
there
not
you
have anything to do with the physical. It would just be whatever it is that they're weaponizing, basically, or.
All righty, very good.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks
okay.
for calling. Let's go to Amber in California.
Oh, hello, Pastor Ernie.
Hey, Amber.
I'm calling with the biblical question. The most godly woman I've ever known passed away this morning, which is my mother. And I have to make a decision on her burial arrangements. And I just have a question for you. I'm not a wealthy person. I'm quite poor, actually. And, you know, I'm... to bury her, it is so expensive, but I just want to know your biblical view on cremation. Would that be a sin?
No, it wouldn't be a sin. But the word, you know, in those days, cremation was used as a form of desecration, okay, throughout the Bible. That's the way it was used. But today, it's not such the case, I don't think, you know. I mean, you don't know. You know, cremation is mostly out of necessity today because, just like you said, people can't afford. Now, I know there are some people that taught that if you were cremated, you couldn't get to heaven. That's crazy. No, that's absolutely not true at all, because God has no problem at all reassembling your atoms. And so, but no, I don't know. It wouldn't be a sin.
Thank you so much, and please pray for my mother. She was actually, I believe, she was in the hospital and doing well, and then ended up dying 2 days after being moved into a skilled nursing facility, which was supposed to be just temporary.
Well, we can't pray for your mom, because once you're gone, you're either in heaven or hell. That's just what. But we can pray for you that the good Lord would be a comfort to you.
Sure. Yes. In fact, goodness, that's my only relief, is that I know I'll be seeing her, you know, in heaven. That was the only reason I can go on. But thank you so much for answering.
Let's pray for you right now, Amber. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold Amber up, Lord. She's got a broken heart. And Lord God, that you would just give her the peace that passes all understanding, knowing, Lord, that and turn her heart, Lord, towards you more and more every day in every way, as she looks forward to the day when she's with you and with her mother and with the saints, Lord. So we ask that you be a comfort to her, comforted her, and surround her with people, with good Christian folks, Lord, to be with her at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. Well, God bless, Amber. All right, thanks. Let's go to John in Minnesota.
Hi, guys. I hope you're doing well, and I trust you are, from the wacky state of Minnesota.
Boy, you're not kidding. You've got communists, you've got Muslims, you've got Satanists, you've got, you've got about it all.
Not to mention weirdos.
The water up there.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's land of 10,000 lakes, but I think they're all poison now.
Yeah,
you guys were talking about translations just a bit ago, and that's why I called, because have you heard of this God Secretary, the making of the King James?
No.
Dennis Prager had a guy on who was an expert on the King James in Britain, and it was just fascinating. But he wrote a book about how the King James was made in the translation, and I was really struck by Prager saying, well, that's by far the best translation. He said that right on his program. And he said, that's my favorite translation of all of them. I was absolutely happily surprised, actually.
Well, God says he would get us his word in his purest form, and he would get that to us. And I believe he did that with the King James Bible. There's so many things about the King James Bible that set it so far apart from all of the others out there. Today, we've done a number of programs on that. But
sure.
Who is the lawmaker, the lawgiver? There's one lawgiver, and that's God, right? No.
Yep.
It's an interesting thing. Over the years, as you know, I've been very active in the pro-life movement. In fact, in our ministry, we've saved over 24,000 babies since back in 73. But many of those times, remember, Joe, I was getting arrested more than anybody I knew, okay, and hauled into court. And when I was in there, I had the opportunity to defend myself in my own venue, only if I was charged alone. If there was somebody else charged with me the same, then I couldn't do it, or they'd charge me with practicing law without a license. But when I was allowed, I defended myself. But the only Bible I could use was the King James, because they would ask you what sovereign nation declared that a book of law. And there's only one. That's God's Word, the King James Bible, from England, 1611. And so, and most of your countries in the world would allow you to use this Bible in defense. And you know what? 15 minutes of God's Word, they wanted me out of that courtroom. They just wanted me out. The case dismissed. Get out of here. And take that word with you. So,
and it was interesting. They had Robert Wilkie on today on one of the talk shows, and he was talking about, we all remember how Obama tried to take the Bibles out of VA and out of the military.
He did, and you know what we did? He took them out of all the VA chaplains, and we took cases and cases and cases of the military Bibles that I proofread. In fact, I was one of I was one of those that proofread these Bibles for them, and we put them back in. And boy, they went like hotcakes.
Yeah, now they're trying to take them out again. And Wilkie said, you know, that about a third of the armed forces are Catholic, and about a third of them are Baptist, and the rest are all different stripes. And he said, you know, it's just horrendous what they're doing to these, especially young soldiers who really want to know the Word of God. And he actually mentioned the King James Version in his talk today. It was pretty neat.
So what Biden did was they put out a thing that they're not Biden, but his administration. They changed the contract and have a civilian contractor for Walter Reed Army Hospital taking care of things, and they gave a cease and desist order to a group of the Catholic monks that have been the spiritual guides there at Walter Reed for over 20 years, and it happened just a few days before Resurrection Sunday. They call it Easter. I call it Resurrection Sunday. And that was done through, with orders from above. But they brought in a civilian contractor to handle the religious affairs of the soldiers. That tells you where it's going, doesn't it?
Right. Biden is an Antichrist from the beginning. And so, anyhow, we are at war. I mean, the people better understand here in America, we are at war, and the enemy is from within. And so, we've got to
Catholic. Besides, he pretends to be a Catholic. He'll never use the word Christian, if you notice.
No,
he doesn't use
never,
the word
ever.
Christian.
He's not a Catholic either. Joe is an abominable heathen, is what he is.
He's a liar from no the Joe. Pit of hell. He can't even remember what his lies are. He tells so many of them, he has no idea what he said when. He just keeps repeating them.
He is Antichrist. He is Antichrist.
Yeah.
Just like Obama, his predecessor. Alrighty. Thanks, John. I got to move on to San Diego. We got Jack in San Diego.
Well, Pastor Ernie, today you're moved closer to digital currency.
I heard, yeah.
Christine Lagarde, she's one of Europe's top bankers. She's been around for a long time. I don't know what her current position is, but she said now in Europe it will be illegal to use more than 1,000 euros in a cash transaction. So that means you won't be able to get more than $1,000 on a cash withdrawal from your bank in Europe. And if you wanted to make a purchase and it's over 1,000 euros, you're not going to be able to do it in cash unless, according to her, you will be breaking the law. She referred to it as you will be like entering the gray market. So
gray market.
Something for everybody in the United States to think about, because these limitations will come here. So maybe now is the time to withdraw some cash from your bank. Understand this, that in the FDIC, they only have $100 billion in their account, $100 billion, and they want you to believe that will ensure $9 trillion in deposits. It's not happening. So let's say you have an account at a bank and it's under $250,000, you're pretty confident it's insured. If the banks go south and there's a major run on many banks, the FDIC will quickly run out of money. And then who's going to insure your account? So maybe the time is to take possession of physical cash right now while you still have the opportunity before it becomes illegal.
All right, very good. We're out of time. Thanks, Jack. All right. Well, I'm going to ask you, Ted, would you like to give the invitation? You got you got 2.5 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, God has created you. If you're listening to this right now, you were created for knowing your Creator. And, you know, at the garden, when the sin separated us from being able to speak to God face to face. And so he came up with a system whereby, you know, with sacrifices of animals, you could pay for your sin and take away your guilt so you could stand before God. But that was a real problem because you had to, like, schlep a sheep all the way to Jerusalem, you know, every year. So God showed us this so we would see how it's done. And then he sent the perfect Lamb of God. And that perfect Lamb of God gave his life in a sacrifice to pay for sin and for guilt. You know, it's the guilt that keeps you from talking to God. And Jesus paid the price so you wouldn't have to feel guilty. So no matter where you are in your life right now, you can lose that guilt. You can lose that sin that's carrying, burden you down. And it's really just as simple as talking to God. I mean, I could tell you what the words are to say, but you know what they are. Just talk to God. He's listening. Believe it or not, he is listening. And if you don't know who he is, you know, why take my word for it? Go right to the source. Get yourself a Bible. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. People that saw him. Saw him personally. And it'll be the best decision that you ever made in your life. But if you need help with words, then just repeat after me. Jesus, I have messed up my life and I need help. God, I don't know how I got here and I don't see a way out. So I'm calling out to you. Jesus, you gave your life for mine. Lord, come into my life now and give me a new life. Give me new breath and a new heart. In Yeshua's name, Jesus' name, amen.
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 Alrighty, we're running out of time, so as we get to this point every night at this time, we say this, good night, right? And always
keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.